Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Firm is here. Hi, Ray.
Hello.
What's the reset on student loans?
Big reset on student loans. I was actually just watching the White House press briefing, and they're really cracking down on student loans. So this kind of period that we've been in for the last few years where there was a lot of loan forgiveness and a pause on payments that lasted 5 years is really all coming to a screeching halt. And
is there a date for that? Is it May 8th or something?
May
5th. May 5th
is the collections are going to start up again. And so with the federal government, if you owe on federal student loans and apparently 5 million borrowers are in default, then they can go right in through your employer and garnish your wages. It's called an administrative wage garnishment, an AWG, and they can take about 20% of your income right out of your paycheck. So you don't want to be in default on your student loans, and the government is really ramping up the collections.
Do I know if I'm in default? Because I've been in this deferment program for years.
Well,
an individual might say.
An individual might. They should know if they're in
forbearance.
Default. Yeah, if you're in forbearance, you're fine. Forbearance is not default. Forbearance is just a break on payments, and that's
okay.
Perfectly fine. But if you're in default, if you haven't been making any payments or putting your loans in forbearance, or you're getting collection letters, then we definitely want to get you out of default. There's no reason to be in default. We can get them out of default and then get you back to current and in good standing, because they can also take Social Security.
Really? So they'll have your Social Security number. They can take money out of your SS or your paycheck?
Yep. Out of your Social Security. They can snatch your tax refund. They can take your, they can do an AWG, and they add 20% of collection costs. So it's like a big lump on top of what you already owe on your student loans.
There's for collection fee?
Yes. Big one.
Okay. So I won't even contemplate the sort of fairness of that. If you owe, then you should pay. I don't love that means of getting the money, but maybe they're at their wit's end and they go, we got to get some money. So this is the means we're going to use.
Well, I agree in general with that principle in general, right? If you took out the loans, you have to make some sort of an effort to make payment plans. And the nice thing about these is that there are a lot of different payment plans you can choose from. You know, I talk about that all the time. But if you haven't been doing anything on your loans and you find yourself in default, we can get you out of default and get you back to current and in good standing.
Okay, but what about the people that are legitimately participating in some reduction program? Are their payments going to go up also?
Their payments are going to go up because some of these payment plans that the Biden administration had are not going to be available. And so people are going to start getting very scary letters from their servicers with big payments on them. And we're trying to get the word out not to panic, but there are a lot of really good options.
Okay, but it seems like you and I have had that version of this conversation before. Is something new here along those lines?
The new thing is that they're starting to ramp up the collections, whereas that has been paused for 5 years.
Do you think the DOE has the staff or the computers to do that?
Well, so what happens when your loans are in default, they go from the servicer over to the collections department. And the collections department and the debt collectors do have the staff to collect on these loans. So they're pretty aggressive.
What about the people in forbearance, though, that are in some?
That's fine.
You'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
But isn't there the SAVE program? And I thought the SAVE program, which is an acronym for something, I thought that was being canceled. No?
That is being canceled. It's either going to be canceled by the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, and with their prior ruling, it's pretty clear that it is going to be canceled, or this new legislation is going to cancel it as well. So either way, SAVE is going to be out the window.
But aren't a lot of people in the SAVE program?
Yeah, they are. About 8 million people are in SAVE, and they're going to have to switch up.
That's different than the 5 million that are in default.
Exactly. That's different.
So that's 8 million people that have played by the rules.
Right.
And the courts have now said, yeah, but that program is not allowed.
Right.
So then what happens to those people?
They're going to have to switch into a different payment plan. And you really want to be careful about which payment plan you switch into. Some are going to get you closer to loan forgiveness and some will not. And the other ones that will not actually increase the amount that you pay back on your loans over time. And the servicers really don't do a good job explaining this to borrowers. And so very often we'll see clients in the worst payment plans and we ask them why did you choose this one? And they're like, oh, well, my servicer recommended it.
Because I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, really. I've heard anecdotally from people who are making payments of $200, say, and now it's $700. I mean, suddenly the bill is changed, and they'll call the Department of Education or MOHELA or whoever they're supposed to call, and the phone rings all day, and they get mixed information.
Yeah. They're on hold for 4 or 5 hours. I know that happens with our staff all the time. Our staff has been on hold with some of the servicers for 6 to 8 hours on hold, and then the call gets dropped. It's very frustrating. And this is for people, you know, this is what we do for a living. We help people with student loans to get relief. I can't imagine having to deal with your regular life and be on hold for 6 hours.
So if you are on the SAVE program, you said you should switch over to a new program. Is there a name or an acronym for those?
Yes. So I would go for the most part with IBR, B as in boy, IBR, if you can qualify for it. And that's a calculation. Yeah, exactly. Income-based repayment. There's different types of income-based repayment. I think that's the closest one to SAVE.
Ray, if somebody is going to borrow for college sometime soon, have the strategies or rules about that changed?
They're changing. And so the next few years are going to be really important for parents and for students to understand how these rules may be changing so we can plan accordingly. So we do this all the time. We have these pre-college planning consultations where we can advise parents and students, these are the loans that we recommend. Here are the other loans that may not be as good right now, but down the road in 2-3 years, if these other ones aren't available, you can choose these.
Is the rule of thumb still a federal loan is better than anything else?
That's pretty much the rule of thumb. Yeah.
Are you going to change your mind about Parent PLUS loans?
I really like Parent PLUS loans, and they are still available, but there's proposed legislation to get rid of them. And so they may go away by 2028, and that would cause a lot of disruption.
Is there anything on the horizon that would indicate that the administration at least does want to help families out? This all sounds like we're done helping out. We're going to collect maybe with a 20% fee attached if you are in default, and we're going to cancel some of these more generous programs. Is there an alternative that is in the works to help families pay these off?
Well, I think the basics of the statute are already pretty good and will help families and borrowers and parents out, and those aren't going away.
Okay, good to hear.
Yeah, it's kind of all the forgiveness programs that we've been getting used to for the last 5 years, those are going away.
So income reduction programs that say if you make consecutive payments over 10 or 20 years,
those
are still in
sting,
place and,
yes.
are not in jeopardy.
Not in jeopardy.
Well, then what is that called and why doesn't everybody get in that?
Well, because what happens is the servicer sends you a statement and they kind of herd you into a standard plan, which is over just paying you off your loan.
Do you also have to be working in the public sector for those programs?
No, actually, you can be working in the private sector and have your loans forgiven over 20 or 25 years as well.
Nobody talked to me like this when I was a senior in high school.
I know, and they really should, because it's just there's so much confusion out there. That's why I think what you do and what we do, talking to parents and kids just so they have an idea and they feel more in control over this aspect, which is a big one.
Okay, Ray, what's the number or website for you?
So website, financialrelief.com, raykaplan.com, or 312-294-8989.
Thanks for coming in today, Ray.
Anytime.